Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Alright, so Daf Samachas. I think we'll just go through a Taisus over here, the beginning at least. Taisus Dibra Maschel Emer. The Gemara said a Svara in Rabbi Yeshua, who says that if you do a Maisa Oilo, the Oilo, Oilo Sa'if, Kemaisa Chatos, Rabbi Yeshua holds that regarding Mi'ila, it's Yoytze Midei Mi'ila. However, for it to be, and the reason is because it becomes like a carbon chatos, so it's like a carbon kosher in a way, and the carbon kosher is Yoytze Midei Mi'ila, like a chatos is Yoytze Midei Mi'ila through the Ba'boida. But when it comes to giving it a kashus that it could be Yoytze Mi'ila chatos, that Rabbi Yeshua said, Avada, it's not going to have that halacha. Or it says, "Dam Rabbi Yeshua lafuka midei meila." That's when he said, "Ema Dam Rabbi Yeshua lafuka midei meila." L'meisachle l'chayva miyomer. So if you look at Tosfos, Emor Dam Rabbi Yeshua lafuka midei meila l'meisachle l'chayva miyomer. Tosfos says, "Ma'ishna tema, ma'ishna zumizu." What's the difference? You're saying that the carbon has a kashrus, the ma'isachatos, it's considered a chatos enough to say Yoytze Midei Mi'ila, fine. So then why doesn't it have the kashrus for you to be Yoytze or Chayv? If it's a chatos is a chatos. This whole thing with identifying as an oil, you can't go halfway. You can't go halfway. Why are you going halfway?
Not all chatos are created equal. Either you are or you aren't.
There's no halfways. No halfways,
Rector.
Yeah. No binaries. The Yesh Loimar, Tosfos says, he says, listen to Teres of Tosfos. Chiyai Gavna Ashkechan Perakama de Menachas. He says, we have a similar concept in the first Perak of Menachas, the Zrika Moyelis Liyoytse. Mar says over there that a Zrika helps for something that was Yoytse, the Shirayim Shechosu Ben Kmitzalak Torah Shasurim Bachilo, Vakhtar Rosam Yoytse Midei Mi'ilo. Over there, there's a din of Shirayim Shechosru. If something was possibly Yoytze, you have to have that the Zrika has to be Chal on the Shirayim for it to be Mechaper, for it to be Meratza. And the Gemara there says that the Zrika helps for something that was Yoytze, so even though it was Yoytze, it's possible, you can't eat it, it's still enough to give it the din of a Zrika, and therefore the Zrika's Chal on something, and it could work for a kapara. So we see you split.
Bifurcate.
You bifurcate. Oh, Mitzvah Hashem. Rabbi's coming back. You bifurcate. You bifurcate the Zrika. And the Haktarasa Maitzi Midei Mi'ila. And then he says the same thing. Zrika's pigol, the Parakama de Mi'ila, the Mafka Midei Mi'ila, Afagav Deloy Olo L'Shem Chayva. He says, Taisus brings from Zrika's pigol. Zrika's pigol is Maitzi Midei Mi'ila, even though, of course, a carbon pigle, it's not Maratza, so you split up the Zrika. You split up the Zrika, and that gives it enough to take out Mi'ila, even though it's not enough to make it into a Ritzu, give it a Ritzu. I mean, there's a big difference here, of course, right? Because all these, anyone want to say? You want to say, Jonathan, what your thoughts are?
You get paid for it.
He's saying, just, I'm getting myself into hot water.
No.
There's a chiluk, there's a big difference, right? Because the cases of Tosfos, we're not talking about the carbon changing, right? We're talking about the maisa of the carbon, the maisa avoidus, the zrika. The Zrika of a carbon could, you know, be split up. We get similar, Zrika Shalevim Kaimer. You know, Zrika Shalevim Kaimer is Maratza, even though it's not Mata Bachila. It's just interesting why Tosfos didn't bring that case of Zrika Shalevim Kaimer. We have a similar thing, right? Here, what's happening is not necessarily, or maybe not, but think about it. Here, what's happening is a whole new din in the sense that this is becoming a carbon chatos. What, here?
Yeah, when you change the Mutter of Yeshua.
Is it Mutter Ba'achila? Is it Mutter Ba'achila?
Is
it Mutter Ba'achila? Great question. I would assume yes. It's not a question of the Avoidus. It's a question
of whether this has a din of a chatas, if it becomes a carbon chatas. Din of hamshacha, pashtus, is if it could identify as a different carbon. It's not the pshat that your question isn't regarding the level of effectiveness of the avodah. Or maybe not. You see from this Tosfos, Zakti Minchas Avram, I believe, he says from maybe Rabbi Chil Michel, Briskers. The Briskers say that from this Tosfos, that the carbon isn't really changing. It's, you give the avoida, the koyach of an avoida of a chatos, it has the ability to give a heter, a me'ilah, to take away the me'ilah, because we give the avoida this. Regarding the avoid, it has the power of a cover of avoid of a chatos.
It has the consequences of a cover. Let's say somebody else. The
consequences of it.
Let's say somebody is tied with another chatos for something else. Can they use this?
Well, that for sure not. The Gemara says you can't use it. It's not yoytz your chiv. It's not yoytz your chiv. That places his problem. If it's a chatos, it's a chatos. So
this is not like a Muslim Pesach to come out of.
That's a great mushel.
Right.
You hear?
This is different. This is, it doesn't really become in all respects.
Very nice.
Chatas, it has these certain dinim of chatas. So if there are, say dinim. So the real point to that, the risk, the what had happened about Moshe Pesach becoming a chatas, is it the same kind of chatas as it does all?
Moshe Pesach becoming, oh, even before.
Right.
Who says this, Cliff?
The real point, yeah.
This is major. You hear this? The sellout crowd we have today. Mamish, standing room only crowd. Jonathan is saying that it's different. I mean, that was my Havamina. It's like a Moshe Pesach becoming a Shlomim. Moshe Pesach becoming a Shlomim. You're going to shtel that suit to Zrika's Pigle? And Zok the Reb David, the Gemara before, what was it, Daf Vav or something? Daf Zayin.
I think the real tells us, can you eat this?
Anybody yeah, let's say, could you eat it? Yeah, could you eat it? It's a sugya, I think it's a sugya on Daf Yud Beis. Yeah. So, machatos. So, you want to shtel it too. Gemara Zahavamin and Moshe Pesach becomes a chatos. That's not you're not going to shtel that to Zrika's Pigle. Well, that's Zrika's. The question is, what does this carbon identify as? So, and that's Taisus' Kasha. What Taisus is answering is that, I don't know how doichik it is, but Taisus is answering that the gather of the din of Hamshacha is not a din that the carbon changes face. It's a din that the avoidus of the carbon, they have the ability to affect a consequence similar to Achatos. And it has the halacha of taking it out of me'ilo, even though it doesn't have the kashrus, doesn't give a ritzui of a chatos. It's still, that's what Tosfos is saying. Even in those cases, you have cases where it's not mater ba'achilo, but it does tu'ay for ritzui. You have cases where it's ma'ifik midei me'ilo, and it doesn't tu'ay for ritzui. You have the ability to split it up. You hear this, Rav Achtov? Are you maskim?
I'm very confused by it. I'm very confused. I think it may be just, it's localized. In other words, it's halacha limited to me'ilo. This hamshacha stuff it doesn't change. I don't know the answer to your question. If a person eats it, if he's chayv mishum nevela, I don't know. It's a very interesting question. I just don't think there's a metamorphosis over here that it changes. I think it's halacha me'ila, but we have to check it out. It's very difficult halacha.
Specific halacha me'ila, but you see, Tosfos stels it through to shirayim shachot.
Tosfos is very puzzling. It's very puzzling. It's a very difficult Tosfos.
Yeah, so the Briskers, you know.
A lot of this. I have to check the Minchas. You said Minchas Avram, I'm sure he deals with that.
Minchas Avram, yeah. The Gemara by Shirayim Shechosru, for example, the Gemara says that it's Mafkinu Baiter, yes. That's talking about the din of Me'ila also. Not Ritzoy, the Mafkinu Me'ila. Zrika Lashan Me'yotze, they should be net. Whatever, the din of Zrika Me'yotze, Yotze. Yeah. Now look at the next territory of Tosfos, V'yesh Meforshim. Tosfos says the midiraisa nimshecha v'nasa chatas gemura. Tosfos says you're right. Oh, very good. You see, Tosfos loshen ein chanami midiraisa. The carbon kipshutlo like the gemara's mashna becomes mamish a chatas gemura, mamish a full fledged chatas.
Yeah,
and go chayv to eat, and to be yotzei your chayv. But the count of the rabbanon, he dein oil l'shem chayv. It's a takonos chachamim that it's not oil l'shem chayv. Mamish is a takonos chachamim, which means what? Which is going to happen is your mamish person's chayv chatasoyv, the yotzei the chiyav chatasoyv. Now the rabbanon said you're not, which means let's say the ish of yoledes, she's going to have to bring a second carbon, midrabanan, to make up for the derabanan, which says she's not yoytzer chiyuv with the first carbon. And then you have, then you're going to run into problems.
And you bring it to the Zohar.
It's chulin bazar. It's not a carbon midiraisa. It's chulin bazar. Number one. And then also the kahanim are going to eat it. They're going to do malika on the chakasoy. They're going to eat it. It's an avela. So that place is his kash. Taisus says. His problem. You're going to have to hold that chulin bazar is lav diaraisa, as Taisa said really before as well. And also, ain't shchit alayv ben atayra, but diaraisa it's mutter. Diaraisa it's mutter. So just wanted to. The sugya before with this tesis over here who comes out with some big chedushim regarding the halacha of hamshacha. Okay, let's see the Mishnah. Major ideas on this daf. Let's go through it. Kol hapsuin. What is this? They take it out. Oh, good morning. Kol hapsuin shemokum likasim psula. I forgot that it was We said this before. I said this before. I always forget. All. If I wouldn't be saying this year, I would have been here 6 times. I would not be here on time if I wouldn't be saying this year. Okay, let's start. Molak b'smo. Molak b'smol oibalayla. We know that avoidus etzbav kahuna ain elu b'yamin. Avoidus need to be done with the right hand. If you do malika with the left hand, that's a problem in the malika. Oibalayla, or it's an avoida that's done by night. We have to do the avoidus by day, right? So you do it psul the malika. You did the malika either with the left hand or you do it at night. Okay, that's two cases there. Shachat chulin bifnim. Let's say he shechted chulin bifnim. Okay, so you did shchitas chulin bifnim. Okay?
We're still talking about oif.
Yes. Correct. We're talking about oif. V'kotchim b'chutz, or you shecht. Okay? Kotchim b'chutz. Oif. Shech. But again. Yeah, but there's really, it's b'chutz, that's number one, and also you're doing a shechita. And the knife needs malika, so we're going to keep these factors in mind. The rule is, einun metameis beveis avliya. The rule is, there's no tumah beveis avliya. In other words, in order for, right, we know that the tumas in the veil of an oif tohar is chal when someone eats it, or puts it through the beis avliya, the area of the swallowing, literally. And in these cases, it doesn't have the halacha of an avela. It's considered either a good shechita or a good malika, and therefore it doesn't have the tumas beis avliya. It's not an avela. If you look at Rashi over here,
we separate the halachas of kachin and pulin here, meaning right.
Well, shechita and malika.
No, the malik is small, even though out the kachin shabbat is going to be possible.
It still has the kashrus of a malika in regards to the chulin din of tahara.
Right, the same thing by chulin b'fnin, even though after the kashrus shabai,
Right. Well, that's right. I wanted to just point out the Rashi here. You would have said what? What was? What's the problem of shechel chulut b'fnim?
A sandwich.
Chulin bazar. Look at this Rashi. The Brisker Rav's bothered with this Rashi a little bit. Shechel chulut b'fnim. Look at that Rashi. Shechel chulut b'fnim. It's the second wide line, the very wide line. Shechel chulut b'fnim. The kachim b'chutz. Ainam etamim b'veis abliyah. What would you have said? Apagav de bifnim ain shchita lo oif. Wait. Rashi's going in the case of shachar chulin bifnim. What would you have said the problem is? Chulin bazar, like we just said, a sandwich.
He's saying shchita, there's no
concept
of shchita in
Nazara. Wait. It seems, what? What did you say?
There's no concept of shchita.
Right. But that Rashi could have just said, forget about it's Chulin Bazar. Rashi could have just said it's Chulin Bazar. Rashi's saying a new lumdus. By an oif there's no concept of a shchita when you're doing it bifnim. The Torah only said Malika.
Right.
That's what Rashi's saying. Well, that what do you have to say that for? Just say, let's say there is a concept of shechita loif bifnim, but not by a bird of chulin. It's chulin bazar. This Brisker Rav's bothered with this Rashi.
But then it's less of a chiddush to say that it's not the tameh because it's a kosher shechita. In fact, in the wrong place. Here it's more of a chiddush because that's not even enough to make it kosher for any purpose.
Well, why don't we first explain what chulin bazar is?
Again, it's an oif that's chulin.
What is chulin bazar?
You're doing a shechita. You're doing a maisa.
Wait, what is
Chulin Bazar? Right. Does it only apply? Right, so. That's the chayu you would say. In other words, I think that's, I hear it. That you wouldn't say, there wouldn't be any chidushim out Chulin Bazar that there's no tumas nevela, because that stam is an isur to bring it into the azar. You can't eat a sandwich. Right? It's totally right. Some say that it's only if you do an avoida. But even if it's a problem of doing the avoida, it's not like a be'etzem problem in the avoida. It's like a bezoyin azah. So that wouldn't necessarily take away, there wouldn't be any chidushim. So Rashi has to say that there is a chidush in this case because the bifnim, yeah, here. Yeah, that's a nice teretz.
Yes, we might go a little back this.
Chayin boiv kachim ain shchita b'chol makom or mikol makom. No, there's kachim b'chutz. Now it's going back to.
He's saying that. Start off and just say, fiche the oif ain shchita. If kachim ain shchita klal b'chol makom, then you would have it right. But explain the same.
Ain mitamin.
Yeah, because. There's no musaf, that is
the lamdas of Rashi. Yeah, but the question is why you need it by chulin. So we're saying that you need it. And the truth is that, I think they say from the Brisker Rav that Rashi means chulin bazar, it's right, doichik. But, this is a new lamdas over here. You see in this Rashi, a new lamdas that, it's not just the din of chulin bazar. The pshat is that the Torah never said for an oif of chulin. Two things. An oif in the Azara doesn't have shechita, and an oif of kachim doesn't have shechita. So, the major Rashi over here, we're gonna see this. It's very, very relevant to tomorrow's daf, and the day, whatever, then the rest of the parak.
3 o'clock
next, what?
3 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
What? 3 p.m.
Well, you could do it at 3 a.m. also, but I'm not gonna do it.
Oh my gosh.
We'll see.
Malik Besakin, another case. Let's say you do Malika Besakin, which again, it's an oxymoron. It's not sure.
It says he's interpreting Malika as just meaning you're going through the back.
Yeah, but again, we had a problem with that.
Correct. I was explaining this case.
Yeah. So I saw a lashon. I think that the shechit of an oif is referred to as malika, but that's not true either. It's the shechit of oif and atayr. not the, or maybe the shechita of an oif kachim, but we're going to see malchulim b'fne. It's mamish a problem. It bothers me a lot. Malach b'sakin. So let's say you do malika with a sakin, which of course, as Gemara said before, you need atzma shel koyin. It's not going to work. Malach chulim b'fnim. Let's say you do malika for chulim b'fnim. So here we sort of solved one of the issues in the sense that you're not doing a shechita on the oif, you're doing malika, which is the right avoida. Malach chulim b'fnim, b'kachim b'chutz, you do chutz, malika's chutz. We'll see the Rashi in a few minutes, in a second. Let's just finish the next segment here. Turin shalayhi giyas manin. Turin shalayhi giyas manin. There's two things. There's Turin and Bnei Yonim. They're both doves. Both doves. Birds. Dove birds. And the Turin is an older version. They're older. The doves. They're older. And then there's a Bnei Yonim. And then there's the Bnei Yoina, which is the Bnei Yoina, the younger, the Bachram. Now the question is, when is the time? When is the puberty for a bird? It's Mamish, that's how it's described there in Chulin.
When the bar mitzvah?
When's the bar mitzvah?
Oh, good.
Yeah, so the word is, when you have Turin, it's Tziach Atziach, when the Mashiach Hivu. Apparently they get a golden neck.
Neck feathers.
Neck feathers get a little gold. So at that point in time, that's when the dove...
They get
a necklace. A natural necklace. So the Turin, which are older, Shalaihi Giyazmanu. So Torah Bnei Yoinu. Torah Bnei Yoinu. Birds and the bees. The birds and the bees. The Torah, when the Shalehi Giyas Manon, they're not old enough to be a Torah. Okay? Ubnei Yoina, Shavras Manon, or Bnei Yoina, which now they're too old. Meaning you have an obligation. The person made a nether. I want to bring Bnei Yoina. Right? So he has to bring Bnei Yoina. If they're going to be past that time, and you brought them as a carbon, or he says, I want to do Torah, and it's not that time yet, and he brings them as a carbon, they're not carbon cherub, right? They're psulim. They're apostle.
What do you do with them?
You have to wait till they get a mum. No, you redeem it. By Ain Thomas Vazachos Ba'ifus. You could just redeem it. Is there pigeon Ba'ifus?
No, there's no pigeon Ba'ifus.
No pigeon, ain't pigeon. So what do?
No pigeon.
You wait till it's Mechusar Aver.
Or dies.
Yeah, this is a pigeon. It's a pigeon. There's no pigeon. There's no pigeon for a pigeon. Yeah, I think that's one of your best ones. Yavshagapa, let's say it its wings dried up. Mamish, really, it's serious, yeah. Yavshagapa, its wing dried up, v'shenismis eina, or it got blinded in the eye, v'sheniktes ragla, nikta a ragla, or one of its feet got cut off. It's mechusar eiver. In that case, all these cases, mechusar zman, malak besakin, malakulim befnim, kachim bechutz. These are mamish. The avoida has no avoida at all. It's not a malika at all. It's a pure bread nevela, and therefore matana the beis avliya. It's going to have tuma a beis avliya zakha. This is the rule. Kol shepsul ba'kodesh. Anything that has a psul in the kedusha of the carbon, which we'll define soon what that means. It's not a problem with the carbon. It's a problem with the kedusha. It's a psul in the kedusha of a carbon. Then the rule is, even though it's possible, in a matam beis avliya, it's not tuma. It doesn't have tuma beis avliya. It's not considered an avliya. Loi ha yipsul b'kodesh. Let's say it's not possible kodesh. So then matam beis avliya. Then it's going to have tuma beis avliya. The psul is not relevant, so to speak, or tied to the kedusha of the carbon. then it's going to have tumah beisabliya. Look at the Rashi over here. Rashi on Malak Besakin. Omid Aleph, yeah. Tell you, look at the Rashi. Malak Besakin. Rashi, Malak Besakin. Everyone have it? Got it? Umalik Alei Havya, Rashi says. The Be'atzmai Shal Koyin Be'inun. You need Atzmai Shal Koyin. Fine, that we know. Ushchita Alei Havya. Now, why is it in the Shchita if you do Malika Besakin? So again, you're doing Malika Besakin from the back. Why isn't it a Shechita? Besakin
Pogden.
Besakin what? Why would, no, why would the Besakin become Pogden? So what's the problem?
By the time you get to this
Zimbabwe. Well, who said the Besakin's gonna get Pegima? What do you mean? It's gonna get a Nick? Oh, I don't know, maybe it won't. The bones are soft. Again, I think your hanocha that we're talking about a chicken is throwing us off. We're not talking about a chicken. We're talking about a you're talking about a dog. The neck of a bird. Yeah, no. My point is, it's not a chicken. It's not the fagel of a chicken. What's it called? The flegel. Sorry, the flegel. The flegel. It's a plate. A plate that's pet. Shoulders. Shoulders. The flegel. The flegel. No, it's chodesh. So, what does Rashi say? The problem with the shechita is because of neishu who machlid, neishu umepneishu who dairis. Two problems. There's a problem with the shechita, that a shechita, the knife has to always be, it has to be a slice. If it's not slicing the simonim, that's Rashi's second reason. You're puncturing. It seems from Rashi that the ikra malika is you're stabbing the bird. We thought we'd go back and forth. I thought at least you're supposed to go back and forth, saw the neck. That was one option, but it seems from Rashi at least the ikra malika is done with the puncture, with the.
It could be that by the time, even in a regular malika, and even if you start out puncturing, by the time you get to the maybe then you go back and forth.
Okay, maybe.
Right.
Maybe.
So therefore, why can't you do that with the neck?
Right.
Right. The same terrace. Why is it?
So again, so it seems.
Sharp instrument make a difference in the.
I hear. I think from Rashi you see that the ikra malika is you. Or that's maybe it's possible if you don't do it like that. You have to pierce the neck of, you have to stab it. You have to stab the bird. That is malika. You puncture it. You see from this rationality that, what does the shita say? Well, that's, he has the gears here. But the first region of Rashi is machlid. Machlid means the knife is hidden. And you're a sheikhet, no? So the problem of chaloda is, the knife cannot be hidden at any point in time that you're doing the shechita.
Hidden meaning buried in the flag.
Buried in the simon.
Or the
has to always be.
Which is fascinating because, by the way, the time is, I mean, I don't hear it, but the big one. Kodomi just said that the burning point is small and delicate and thing, because it's not chalada.
No, so the chalada.
It's not chalada, it's in between. Chalada means it's hidden in between, right?
No, because it's.
Delicate birdie,
but it's going from the back. The problem is you're going from the back, so the diameter of the
is enough that the width of the knife is less than the diameter of the
knife.
Yes, and why not use a bigger knife? Right, that would be the answer.
Any part is hidden? It's a puzzle.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know if there's like a shear.
Use a cleaver.
Okay, that's Rashi. Now Tosfos argues. Tosfos argues. Tosfos says Lufiza Le'ari from the Sakan Rechava. Tosfos says, talk about a wide knife. Take a wide knife. But look what Tosfos' answer is. Tosfos says he has a problem with Rashi. The last two lines of Tosfos on the page. Menira the chashav chalada, the fisha shoychad asimonim imata lamala, from the right bottom to top, which again the bird is lying down, You're going from the back. But feel besak and rechava. Yeah. The Metzias might need a little bit of a
demonstration.
Demonstrate this. Ask Rabbi Shirley Bornstein to demonstrate.
Get a video
from him. Okay. Tysus argues on Rashi. Argues, he complains Rashi. Yeah, what?
Even if it's wide.
So you think that it's open, it's never being hidden.
Like this, not it's like this, right? It doesn't have a thin knife on this.
Right.
The blade is thick.
So even if it's all the
way, it's like a sourdough knife.
Right. And I just got the stamina on the
thickness. Whatever. The bigness of the knife.
The width.
Use a sourdough knife. Okay, let's learn the Gemara. Amar Rav. Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Oh, Zavar Bito. Yeah. Okay, we did taste this. Okay. I'm a rabbi.
By the way, I've actually listened, but this is what I should have time.
What?
I guess if I had written a Mishnah with and they have this a lot, but why? The klal, why does it says all the pruthim, and then it says the klal? Either the klal is the, why is the Mishnah saying the pruthim?
Ain lamdim in aklolus, right? Ain lamedim in aklolus.
Rabbi
Yechanan says, if you play, you can't learn from it. It's to make the havana easier. It's not to tell us necessarily a rule. It's coming to include other things. All right. A little sleep. Here are pshat. Maybe should have said it first. If you look at the, let's look at the Shita Mikubetzis over here. Shita Mikubetzis, Ois Beis, very important to go into this. This definition of Psula Bakoidish. Mm-hmm. Rashi learns, Pirush HaKutras Ba'alma, the Rashi in a few places, Rashi over here, if you look at Rashi in the Mishnah, Shabal Azor Behechsheva Benifsula. Rashi says, what does it mean Psula Bakoidish? He takes it literally. The Psul took place in the Makam Kodesh, which means in the Azor, that is what determines the psul. If it's a psul that takes place before the Azara, so then it's nevela. Gantz in the nevela. It's not the Mishmer Kedusha. It's a nevela. But if you do in the Azara psul b'akoidish, then that's considered a psul b'akoidish. It's only a problem with the dusha of the carbon, but otherwise it's kosher, and therefore it takes it out of the nevela. Wait. Look at the shita. Lady here. Shari Malik Basakin Irup Suba Bazora. Mafilu Hakimitaminan. Let's just stop there. That's one of his the biggest kashas. And that's the long sheet over here and the Taisus as well, is this kasha all over the Shas. Rashi, Pramad Rashi. Punkti, do it in the Azara. That's makes it better. Let's say you do Malika Basakin, that's also in the Azara. Well, that case it is in the time of Baba Beis Avuya. Yeah, that's not psulim. That's right. Let's say it's outside the Azara. Yes, Katzim B'chutz. It's in the time of Beis. That makes sense. But what is the pshat of this Rashi? So I think the pshat of this Rashi is that Rashi doesn't just mean the sibuch over here. Rashi doesn't just mean, this is my own little pshat, Rashi doesn't mean that you happen to do it in the Azara, that's what makes it psula b'kodesh. The makam's goyrim. I mean, that's not what Rashi means. Rashi, I think, means that when you have a carbon that's brought into the Azara, the kedusha of the carbon is nis'ala, it becomes more kodesh. If the Azara, this is the Chiddush of Rashi. When you bring a carbon into the Azara, that elevates it. Right. That elevates it. And therefore Rashi says this, that the psul has to do with the elevation of the Kedusha that's caused by the Azara. Not stam, it happens to be in the Azara. No, if the Kedusha of the psul b'kodesh, the Kedusha of the carbon is elevated through going into the Azara, Taisus says has to be Kiddush Kli. Rashi says you don't need Kiddush Kli. It's the going into the Azara. That is what it is. Taisus's problem is, what kind of I use the word line of demarcation is that. Taisus held the Eloi HaKdusha that happens, maybe Taisus held there is no Eloi HaKdusha, or even if it is, that is not making this carbon different. Or different enough for us to say that the psul that happens to that carbon when that kedusha is elevated, that doesn't make it a psul about kodesh. It has to have kiddush kli. But the kiddush, the point of Rashi, is that there's an elevation of kedusha once it goes into the azara. I think that's what Rashi means. But the problem that we Rishonim have is, what is that?
Yeah, how does that happen?
It happens. It goes into the azara. It's, oh, so how does it happen? Maybe you can say that when you bring the carbon, that...
No, I mean, that's fine. The Mishnah is saying, if this thing happens, you go into wherever that place is.
So once you go in,
it has to be a psul that has to do with the fact that the kedusha is elevated. Let's say, for example, like Tosfos asks, the animal's reveya in the azara. It happened in the Azara, but that psul could happen outside the Azara. So that shows us that the psul doesn't have to do with the elevation of the Kedusha.
He'd be revealed right away where he is.
And the same thing with your Malach Pesachim. The Sakin problem is not just the problem in the Azara. It happened to have happened while it was in the Azara, but that is not part of the elevation of the Kedusha element. Taisa's problem is, what is this going to the Azara? That's just, to me, Taisa says, there's no elevation of Kedusha. The Kachi in the Azara, Kachi outside the Azara. The fact that I go into the Azara doesn't do anything to the carbon. That's Taisa's problem. I think that's the beer of the Machlekes. Tell me, there's a Rashi that says, you yoitza your neder, I think. When you have a neder to bring a carbon, you yoitza...
If you bring it to the Azara, even if they don't do anything. Rebbe always quotes it. It's a Rashi in Cholin.
Is it a Rashi? I think it's a Rashi in Me'ila also, right?
And I know it's in Cholin. Rebbe brings it all the time. Also, that you're Yoitza the Ned there, if you just bring it to the Azara, even if nothing happens.
Even if nothing happens. You got muted.
Oh, no, the Mishnah Melech brings it down also. I'm going to find it in 1 second. Rebbe always quotes it. So Rashi is calling it at the end.
You could quote, you could send it to me, but I think you can sell that too to what I'm saying. You yoitzu your nether, your hakrova, when you bring it into the Azara. Now you can say, stam, it's halach and ilchus nedar, but the pshat is that, according to Rashi, bringing it into the Azara already is a certain level of hakrova. I love what you said, Shuharim. Thank you very much.
Very nice association.
If you bring it out,
very nice association.
You hear what I'm saying?
Very nice.
Is that kedusha from?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
I'd like it.
If you bring it out, do you lose that?
Do you bring it out? Do you lose that? No.
It's a permanent elevation.
It's been elevated. There's no psul yaitzei.
There's no psul.
Do you need it to stay in the Azar for it to have that elevation?
Right.
Or
right, Jonathan?
Yes. That's a related question. So what just comes in without the Tami anymore? The helicopter.
So once the carbon had this elevation of Kedusha, and for that reason it's possible to have the psul, that means it already... The problem with the Malika is only a problem with the Kedusha of the carbon, otherwise it's a good Malika, and therefore it doesn't have Tumah Beis Abluya. Yeah, but that's my own little cherry on the top for this Indian over here. I think that's the shot. Thank you for listening. Thank you for hearing me out. Amar Rav, Zogdi Gemara. Smol v'layla ein metamin b'beis Abluya. Smol and Laila are not mitam b'beis avliya, and then we're going to bring a new case here. Zor v'sakin mitam b'beis avliya. Zor and a sakin, there is tumah b'beis avliya. It's not a malika at all. Now the Mishnah said, the case of sakin, the Mishnah brings. Fine. Rav is bringing the case here of a zar. If a zar does malika, it's not done v'atzmi shokoyin, it's done through a zar, that has a tumah b'beis avliya, and it doesn't, the point is, it doesn't have a din of a malika at all. So it has tumas nevela. That's the chiddush of Rav. A zar has tumas nevela, not a malika at all. And the Gemara questions this. Maishna smol de islay. Why are you saying smol has a shem malika and it's just a psula ba kodesh and therefore it doesn't have tumas nevela. What's the difference? Why? The isle hechsheira b'yom hakipurim, because you can use slol on Yom Kippur. Why? With the chvina. The chvina or the grach. The halach of the ktairus. The halach of the ktairus, Rashi says. The halach of the ktairus. But what about the maisa chvina? The Mishnah ben Berg ben Mavur Shem the Shaykh Pigul the Torahs the Mishnah and okay, I don't know what I wrote over here. Okay, that's the din small that we have. So you see, there is a kashus the small, so it still could have a Shem Aleichem. The Laila and also Laila is the hechsher of the Eivarim Upidar. Laila has a hechsher if you take it the fats and the Eivarim that are burnt that could be done at night. We know how Torahs Eivarim could be done at night. So there's that kashus of Laila. Zor, practicing Gemara, Nami Yisle Heksheir, Bishchito. Zor could also do a Shchito. We know Shchito is Heksheir Bazar. And if a Shchito is Kosher Bazar, we see that a Zar also has a Heksher. And therefore it should be considered a Psuva Bakoidish, which would say that the Malika should be Kosher enough to make it that it doesn't have Tumas Nevela. Zor, practicing Gemara. Ever the Gemara, we have the Sugya. Shchito Lava Voidehi. Gemara says, Ever the Gemara, really an answer. The fact that a Zor has a kashrus by Shchita doesn't tell us that he has a kashrus, essentially, because a Shchita is not an avoida.
But Malika is. That's
the implication. Oh, okay, very good. Yeah, Malika.
Shchita can only be done with small.
Could Shchita be done with small? Yeah. Rashi says, "Behu ad Rashi Zor, behu adin loinin ve'or v'chol apsuin." Any psul is kosher by a Shchita. The only big day, well, that's a, oh, that's a good, okay, so that's the question here, exactly. What was it? Yeah. Well, there is a big difference, right? The Malika needs Atzma Shel Kayim. Rashi says that the
question. Well, I want to know if it needs a Kohen, so I'm going to tell you, yeah, because he didn't need a Kohen.
Yeah, but you're asking you're asking Tosis.
Right,
it's not an Avodah. Why is it an Avodah? You're asking Tosis' Kasha, Yadal Mubez. Yeah, we're going to, maybe have, I don't know, I thought we would do it today, but I don't know if we have time. But we'll go back into this, the Indian of Shchita Lav Avodah. But you're asking Tosis' Kasha, Yadal Mubez. Okay, let's read the Gemara now at this point. Shchita lav avoidehi. In fact, the Gemara v'loi. Shchita is not an avoidah, and therefore you can't bring a proof that from the fact that a zor is kosher b'shchita that we find the kashrus by a zor by hegdish. Is that true? V'loi v'am rab zeir shchita is para bizar is psua. You see that the shchita of the parav is possible bizar, and therefore shchita is para duma. It's possible bizar. That shows that it's an avoidah. And therefore, if it's an avoidah vayter, we have the same question. The Zar has a kashrus b'avoidah, and therefore should have a Shem Aleichem. So, the Gemara, umachvi rabalo alozer b'chuka. Because it says by Parah Aduma the words alozer and chuka, which tell us that it's ma'akiv, or you need a kohen. And therefore, shchitas par b'zar is the apostle. That's the kashrus, the Gemara. You see that a shchita is an avoidah. Zok Gemara, no. Shiny part of the Kosher Bedek Abayis.
It's also the Skan, right? It's Elizabeth.
Yeah.
It says very clear.
Yeah, but it's saying Chuka to be Ma'akiv. To learn out from there that the Chuka tells us you need the Koyin. Yeah.
It's unique.
And for the Gemara, no. Really, Shchita is not an Avoidah. Why do you need a Koyin? This is Zok Gemara. You can't tell me, no. You can't tell me that the Shchita is an Avoidah from Parah Aduma. Because the Parah is Kosher Bedek Abayis. And Zok Rashi. Right? But for the Gemara, then it's a kolshikain. V'lav kol dechenu.
Right.
V'lav kol dechenu, therefore. Kotche ben kabayis bo kuhuna. Kotche ben kabayis need kuhuna. Kolshikain kotche mizbeach miboya. And shouldn't kotche mizbeach also?
Well, once you say it's unique, it has its own thing. It goes out of the...
Right.
If the kosher falls away, because there is no, it's not only the fun as far as, because it's a pasuk, it's a custom.
Mm.
It's not real. I hear, I mean, it's counterintuitive.
But then why would you need a coin? So
why is that not a big enough?
So why would... Yeah, the Gemara seems to say the only at this point it's being chayzer. It's saying, yeah, say they say the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to the other side. The Gemara is saying that it has to be avoided because you need kahuna, and if it's an avoid over there, kavachaim it's an avoid by kochim is beach. So emperor the Gemara, Amar Rav Shisha b'Rei Rav Yidi, mitidav Amaras Negoim. Amaras Negoim, the lab avoid he will be a kuna. The fact that you need a kohen by shchitas paraduma is yes, it's eres hakosav like Amaras Negoim.
Under the domain of
kahuna. It goes into the
without
purview.
Being avoid,
without being an avoid.
There are kohanic duties unrelated to avoid.
So the Gemara, right, like, very good. Like, Brichas Kohanim. And the Gemara is saying over here at this point that, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Pidyon
HaBen, Mikidashtoi, you know. So at this point, the Gemara is saying that a shechita is not an avoida. You need kahuna by para aduma. It's like maris negoyim. And therefore, since shechita is not an avoida, you can't tell me that a zar's malika should be good because we find that he has a kashrus by shechita. Shechita doesn't show us anything. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. Shechita is not an avoida. Now, well, let's read the Gemara to the end over here, and we'll have to talk about this. In fact, the Gemara of an eleth mibama. Let's learn out that a zar, again, his malika should be a psula bakoidish and should make it that it's not nevela from the fact that a zar could do malika by a bama. Zach the Gemara mibama lo yalid. We don't learn it out from it, as we know. Look at Rashi. Neilf mibama, shazor kosher ba lim like oif is a chachila. De ain kihun babama. There's no din kahuna by a bama. There's no din kahuna by a bama. A zar could do everything. Right? So if that's the case, we should learn it out. Look, Gemara, Mibama lo yam. Frankly, Gemara, Veloi. Do you not learn out from Obama? But Tanya, we learned in a Bryce. I mean, I am the Yoitse Shem Ola Yerid. How we know that a Yoitse is Ola Yerid, it's a Psula Bakoidish. If Yoitse, something that's Yoitse goes up onto the Mizbeach, it's Ola Yerid, you makrovit. Shari Yoitse kosher b'bama. Because Yoitse is kosher by a bama. So what do you see? You learn it out from there. If it's a good kasha, major, we'll get up to it. A Shechav Bamaila, very good.
It's a very,
like Tom was
saying, it's very
interesting. There's no chetz of yoytzi. It's the pshat, and it's a
chetz.
Very good. Major kashas. Yeah, this is the big question. There's no chetz of yoytzi.
There's no midrash, I can be a
yoytzi. You can't be yoytzi. Where are you yoytzi? I'm standing outside, and I was yoytzi out.
Outside of what?
There's no, very good. Yeah.
Well, what does it mean?
Coming attractions.
What does yoytzi kashma mean? That means that if you had a behema that was a yoytze.
It is yoytze. No, it is yoytze, and you can still bring it.
But the lashon is funny. I would say sharei bama, right?
It's the same question.
No, I know. But it's just like yoytze kosher, like you're saying.
There's no chetz of a yoytze. It's not like a yoytze is kosher. There's no siba. Yeah, it's the same question.
There's no
insight. Tana, right. Azoy, right. Tana, azoy, peres, oil, somichle. No, that the Gemara there is not using Yoytze as a bum as a reason. Really, it's based off of the Pesukim there, and the Gemara just brings Yoytze, I don't know exactly, as a, to enhance the question, or the, but it's not based off of that. But Rabbi and Omar, he says differently, he argues in Rab, Zor ain't metame b'veis abliya. He says that a Zor is not metame b'veis abliya, Sakin is metame b'veis abliya. That's really our mission. Zot the Gemara, Tznan, kol hapsulin, Shemokum likosam psua. We have a tanan. Kol apsulin shemokum likosam psua. Bishlem the Rabbi Yechanan kol asu yizar. The Mishnah says that the word kol to include other cases, it's coming to include a zar, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that it's mitame, that, sorry, it's ein mitame. The Mishnah says those cases are ein mitame beisabli, it's coming to include a zar. El rav kol asu yemai. Rav, what's rav according to him? What's kol coming to include? So what is not listed that kol is coming to include? According to Rav, Zar is Metame Beis Abliya. So, it's coming to include small and Lila. So, the Gemara, small Lila, the Hadikatani, you already said that. Right? It's coming to it said it already, and we're going to explain it. We're going to explain it again, but it's not Einach Hanami. It's not coming to include other cases, or the case of a zar. Now, just to furious here, Rashi says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, why is a zar kosher? Why is the malik of a zar psua b'kodesh? Why is it that the malik of a zar is going to take away from the nevela? The malik of a zar is nothing. You need a kohen. So Rashi says, what's the pshat? Rabbi Yochanan amar malik zar einim etam beis avliya. Rashi says, the alfinam mibama. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, we learn out from a bama. That lumdus that Rav said, you can't learn out from a bama to tell us that there's going to be kashrus. There's going to be a kashrus by the malik of a zar. Mi akashrus, malik of a zar, and therefore it's not going to be matam beis avliya. You want to learn that out from a bama? Zok Rav, bama yet lo yal. Rashi learns, no, you learn it out from a bama. Shita Mikubetzis over here has a different learning of this, and he says that, let's find it over here. Let me find it. I had a different Tzura Sadat from the one. I'm checking. Let me just find it. It's in Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, it's in that shtickle. It's in the end of Ois Hey. It's the end of Ois Hey. He says the words at the end of Ois Hey in the Shita, the name of the Shkita Avoida Lagabi Hai. I'm just a mamish paraphrasing over here. He learns regarding this limud, that a zar's malika should be a malika, that we say that the shechita is an avoida for. Meaning, the Gemara seemed to say before that he can't learn anything out from the fact that a zar's kosher b'shechita doesn't tell us that his avoidas have any relevance or any effectiveness from the fact that a zar's kosher b'shechita. That you can't do, the Gemara says, because shechita is not avoida. Now, Rabbi Yochanan says that the Zahar's Malika is a Malika and it's not Matan Beis Avliya. What does he do? So Rashi says he learns out from a Bama. Zok the Shita, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, even though Shita is Lava Vaidehi, that you need a Kayin, you don't need a Kayin or whatever, for whatever reason, but it's enough of an Avaida for us to say that you can learn out from the fact that the Zahar is Kosher B'Shita, that his Malika should be a Malika. Regarding that, a Shita is an Avaida. Lagabi Hai, that Shita is an Avaida. This is what the Shita says. Major machlekes. Really. Well, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll learn the Taisvis. We'll talk about this more, I think, tomorrow. You hear the Shita? You saw the Shita of Baruch David?
Looking at it now, it's very hard.
It boils down to what the gather of Shita Lavoida or not. We'll go through that. I think we'll just go through that tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.